Hello, and welcome back once again to Surgery 101, the podcast brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta. This is a special episode all about the Surgery 101 survey, which we recently conducted. This was part of a project we were doing here at the University of Alberta with the School of Business, and we had a couple of marketing students, Peter and Charlotte, who were helping us determine how we could use best practice to make Surgery 101 more sustainable. As so many of our users responded to the survey, we thought we really owed it to you to give you a summary of the results. We've had some of the interim results on the website already, but this podcast episode will go into a little bit more detail. If you want to see the images associated with each question, so pie charts and response rates and so forth, please just go to surgery101.org and search for our survey episode there. All the images are in a post on our site. So let's get started. The most important thing, of course, about the survey is who won the prizes, because there were a couple of prizes up for grabs. A couple of iTunes gift certificates, actually. Our team lead, Shannon Erickson, was responsible for randomly selecting the two winners from all the people who replied. And we can announce that those two winners are Mike Wong and Kate Elzinga. So their gift certificates have been sent out already to them. We hope that they enjoy them, and we'd like to thank everybody who responded to our survey. So let's get to the results. Who listens to Surgery 101? Well, it looks like we are hitting our target demographic. About 66% of the survey respondents are medical students. There's another 20% who are residents. There's about 10% who are physicians in practice, and about 5% who are allied health professionals. There are a variety of other people who are listening as well. So there are some chemists, some clinical coders, a pharmacist or two, some administrators, nursing students, program directors, clerkship directors as well, and also a couple of high school students. So we have a fairly wide audience, but it's mostly medical students with some residents and some physicians in practice as well. How often are people listening to Surgery 101 then? Well, about half of our respondents said they listen at least once or twice a month, and about almost 20% said they listen every single week. What do our listeners think of Surgery 101? So 49% said it was just great, 43% it was pretty good, and about 8% said it could be better. So when you add that together, 92% of our listeners seem to either think it's pretty good or just great. So I think we're hitting the mark there. Turning to look at access then, this is one of the results I find a bit surprising. How do people get access to Surgery 101? Just over 70% get access through iTunes, which is a bit more than I thought. Only 12% get access through the Surgery 101 app, and about 17% get it through our website, surgery101.org. I had imagined more people would be using the app and the website. So if you're listening to this using iTunes, please go along to surgery101.org and have a look at our nice new website. It's got a lot more features than you have on iTunes, and you can also access the app from there as well, plus Surgery 101 notes. Coming on to look at the Surgery 101 app, 57% of people who responded said that they had heard of the Surgery 101 app, but only about 13% had actually bought it, and 43% have never actually heard of it. Of those who had heard of it and used it, 56% said it was just great, and 36% said it was pretty good. So 92% of people who used the app seemed to think it was either great or good, so that's okay. So again, if you haven't used the app yet, you might like to try that. Some of the comments we had were that people liked having easy access, even without an internet connection. Thought the app was user-friendly, They liked to get access to all of the episodes, and that the episodes were short and fairly focused. Another student said 15 minutes was perfect for my nightly sit-ups. Somebody else said they liked the feature where you can mark your favourite episodes to go back to later on. They thought it was simple, easy to navigate, nicely designed, and they liked the fact that it's audio with some text as well. One of our listeners said that there wasn't a lot of time for them to ask questions when they were in the OR during a procedure, and it was nice to have an app to use as a resource that they could take with them to work. They could listen before they went in the OR. Someone else said the app is informative, it's brief, and the episodes make difficult subjects easy to understand. So the survey's given us quite a lot of useful feedback on the app. It seems that most people think it's nice and they like it. We'd like more people to try it though. So if you go to surgery101.org, you can pick up the link to the app there. It's only 99 cents. Remember, Surgery 101 is a non-profit organization, and all the funds we get from the app goes directly back into Surgery 101 and other educational projects at the U of A. And really, our survey said something similar about Surgery 101 notes. Only about 40% of our listeners appear to have heard of Surgery 101 notes. Although those that have used Surgery 101 notes seem to think it's quite a positive thing and it's pretty good. I know some of our students say it's the cheapest textbook you'll ever buy. It's only $5 a year. So, if you want to know more about Surgery 101 notes, just go to surgery101.org and you can click on the menu at the top there. It'll take you to all of the different episodes with notes that are available. Moving on a bit in the survey, we asked a couple of questions about value and about content. Not surprisingly, more people said that they'd be willing to spend 99 cents on the Surgery 101 app than they would be to spend $5 on Surgery 101 notes, although about 40% of people said they were willing to consider purchasing Surgery 101 notes for $5 per year. With regard to content, 44% of people who responded said that they would like Surgery 101 episodes to be in series, but the majority said they were happy with single episodes coming out every week. And another majority, 57%, said that they would like Surgery 101 episodes to feature video. As you can see, we've responded to that by adding some video to the Surgery 101 website. We went on to ask a little bit about sponsorship and advertising. And interestingly, a good majority, about 74% of our respondents, said it would be okay for Surgery 101 to feature adverts on its website, and also possibly to feature a sponsor, which would be mentioned in episodes. So we'll be looking into the issues of advertising and sponsorship over the next few months, and we'll keep our users posted as we move ahead. The last part of the survey was where we asked people to suggest some changes. So we said, if you could change one thing about Surgery 101, what would it be? We're very pleased here because we've got a very large number of responses with lots of new suggestions about what we should do for Surgery 101. So summarising the responses, here's what people said. Most people agreed that we should keep the episodes coming, and they like them at one episode a week. There was also good agreement that we should add some additional material as well as audio material. So perhaps some videos of operations or simple procedures, or maybe some slides as well. People couldn't agree about the sound. Some people wanted it quieter and some people wanted it louder so they could hear it better when they're on the bus. Most people thought Surgery 101 episodes are about the right length. Some people wanted them even shorter, even simpler, and some people wanted them even longer and more detailed. Some people love the music and the sound effects, and other people think it's corny and they want us to get rid of it completely. A lot of people want us to organise our episodes into topics, and of course we've done this on the new surgery101.org website. They also want us to give you a trailer for next week's episode and to have more episodes by residents and allied health professionals. Many of our respondents also said that Surgery 101 shouldn't be alone anymore, so that there should be a Medicine 101 podcast, an Obs and Gyne 101 podcast, a Psych 101 podcast, and a Peds 101 podcast. There is something called Peds Cases, which is made by a team of paediatricians here at the University of Alberta, and we'd like to encourage other people to take the model that we've used in surgery and make it work for them. The last theme that came out from this question was perhaps the most surprising. our listeners said, one thing you do to improve Surgery 101 is tell more people about it. Do some advertising, do some promotion, make medical students and medical schools aware of what you're doing, because we think it's good. We're going to take some steps in this direction over the next few months, but we need your help with this as well. So please tell your friends, please tell your teachers, please mention it in your medical schools, and we'll try and get more people listening to Surgery 101 all around the world. So to summarise then, what have we learned from the Surgery 101 survey? Well, firstly, we've confirmed that there's lots of different people listening. It is medical students, some residents, some physicians too, but lots of other people listening as well. And we think that's great, and we want you to keep listening. Secondly, people are listening fairly frequently, and more than 90% of our listeners think we're doing either a good job or a great job. I think this confirms that our listeners think Surgery 101 is a good product. I was quite surprised by the number of people who are still listening using the original distribution method of iTunes. So if you haven't tried it out yet, please try our new website, which is surgery101.org, which has got videos and a bunch of other features that aren't available through iTunes. If you do like the website, you might like to try out the Surgery 101 app. Most people said they were interested in giving it a go, and it's just 99 cents to have all the episodes available on your phone all the time. And if you like the Surgery 101 app, you might like to try Surgery 101 Notes, which is the cheapest textbook you'll ever buy, $5 a year. In response to the survey, we're going to keep on making a new episode every week. We've started to add some video episodes, and we're going to pursue sponsorship and advertising. So that's it for the Surgery 101 survey results. I'd like to thank all of our listeners very sincerely for answering the survey. And thanks to our two prize winners, Kate and Mike. I'd also like to thank you more generally for listening, for supporting us, for emailing us, for suggesting new episodes, for sending in your ideas. You can use our new feature, the Surgery 101 Network, to request an episode, to ask a question, or to submit your own learning resource. So please keep all of your ideas coming. We really appreciate them, and we appreciate your support. And with your help, we'll keep going with Surgery 101 and keep bringing you the best of surgical education every single week.